Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Rice reaches second base with a double. Broemer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilfong. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's Twins, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Broemer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shiles moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Scott, who tags Smalley trying to return to first, for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Brohmer moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jeff Holley now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive towards the mound. Campbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.